With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. The Sacramento area has seen a string of recent restaurant closures lately. It started with Midtown eateries such as Hot Italian and Press Bistro and has continued with announcements from Mother Restaurant, Jim Denny's, and Cafe Roll. Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now to talk about this story and other business news. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
What's going on here?
Yeah, so lots of people have asked that question lately, and there are likely several different factors at play. It's important to remember that it's normal to see some restaurants close at the start of a new year. That could make sense tax-wise. And some restaurant brokers told me that if an eatery is struggling or thinking about closing, its operators will sometimes stay open through December, which is typically a busy time of year with holiday parties. January, on the other hand, is generally a slow month for restaurants. So in some cases, operators might choose to take advantage of a busy December before shutting their doors. But even though it's normal to see some restaurants close in January, we also have to remember that Sacramento's restaurant scene has certainly become more difficult in recent years.
Difficult because of what? Competition? And I guess some restaurant owners are saying rising minimum wage?
Yeah, those are definitely factors. One broker suggested that going forward, the higher minimum wage could make it more difficult to fill large restaurant spaces. He said unless they get a discount on rent, the cost of labor is too high to be profitable in those spaces. Observers agree that staffing is a big challenge for restaurants right now. In addition to rising labor costs, operators often have a hard time finding qualified and reliable kitchen workers. When it comes to finding employees, there's competition not only from other restaurants, but also other jobs that can be less demanding with better pay. Obviously, we can't attribute every restaurant closure to a single factor, and every situation is different. Sometimes operators are simply burnt out or ready to retire.
But have we hit like a saturation point? Because it does seem like there are a lot of restaurants here.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, it's worth noting that even though we see places closing, in a lot of cases, there's another operator who's more than willing to step in and try another concept in that restaurant space.
Yeah, I mean, we have seen some new restaurants open, right?
Exactly. For example, in the case of downtown Sacramento restaurant Mother, an announcement is apparently coming soon about a business that's filling that spot on K Street. We've seen a series of new arrivals on the local food and drink scene. For example, a new cantina and Brazilian steakhouse is now open in the downtown Sacramento restaurant space that most recently operated as The Grid, and a new happy hour spot is coming to the K Street space that previously operated as Downtown and Vine. The openings aren't limited to downtown Sacramento either. Folsom's Palladio at Broadstone will see the arrival of brunch eatery Friends with Benedict's, as well as Iron Horse Tavern restaurant.
And of course, there's always more beer. Looks like the locally owned Movement Brewing Company could open in Rancho Cordova in the spring.
Yeah, this is a new family-operated brewery that will fill a space where Old Republic Brewery most recently brewed beer in Rancho Cordova. In addition to affordability, operators of Movement Brewing were drawn to the growing beer community in Rancho Cordova. The city has its own barrel district, which includes breweries, distilleries, and a meadery. At least one other brewery, Log Off Brewing, is in the works in Rancho Cordova as well. Movement Brewing is expected to produce traditional beer styles such as IPAs, but will also have more adventurous offerings like fruited sours. Its owners aren't worried about a saturation point for local breweries. They say there will always be a place for operators that produce high-quality beer.
And finally, there was some non-restaurant and beer news this week having to do with healthcare. Multiple organizations are vying to build Elk Grove's first hospital.
Right. Dignity Health has reignited its plans to build a hospital on a 28-acre property off Elk Grove Boulevard at Wymark Drive. The Elk Grove site would eventually replace Methodist Hospital in South Sacramento, which is not expected to meet state seismic safety regulations by 2030. Meanwhile, California North State University is moving forward with plans for a hospital down the road near Elk Grove Boulevard and Interstate 5. Elk Grove Mayor Steve Lee says the city is large enough to support two hospitals, and this could be another step toward bringing higher wage jobs to Elk Grove.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business and follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.